perform muraqabah, in other words, towards your heart, pay complete attention and focus and remember Allah. Now muraqabah meditation is a very great method of dhikr, of remembrance of Allah. Dhikr can be done with the tongue, and this has its own effects. Dhikr can also be performed with the heart, and this has its own effects. And dhikr can also be done via muraqabah, and this has its own unique effects. Now muraqabah dhikr, in actual fact, is the high grade, high level of dhikr. And the reason for this is this, that the real objective of dhikr is attained via muraqabah. What is the objective of doing dhikr? Or that we remember Allah, we do the dhikr of Allah. What's the purpose? The purpose of dhikr is that a person attains the presence of heart. What does it mean by the presence of heart? That every moment, every time the servant considers that he is in front of his Rabb, his Lord. He contemplates that. And this is the real purpose of the servanthood of the human being that Allah Ta'ala wants from his servant. Allah wants that my servant always considers that I am in front of him, next to him. So this presence, to attain this, to establish this, the human being performs dhikrullah. He does the remembrance of Allah. And through this, the individual, his negligence and ignorance and laziness is got rid of. So this tariqah, muraqabah, this is the method of this action. That every moment, every time, the individual considers that he's in front of his Rabb, his Lord. When you develop this emotion, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, that always Allah is in front of me, next to me, and He is with you wherever you may be. You think that wherever I am, Allah is looking at me, Allah is observing me, I'm in front of Allah. When the individual attains this presence, then always, every moment, he presents and hands over his difficulties and issues to Allah. Then he doesn't ask anybody else. He remains content, satisfied. All the reasons for not being content, being discontent, being far from Allah, etc., is this, because we do not develop ourselves to be aware that Allah is in front of us all the time. That's why, for this reason, the mashayikh of the Naqshbandi Silsila order have done a lot of work on this, made effort on this. Always keep on doing muraqabah. Muraqabah starts from ismi dhat, from Allah's personal name, then it continues with asbaq, with the lessons, and it goes through different levels. Muraqabah isn't just this, that we do dhikr on the qalb. No. After this, then there's muraqabah on the ruh. And every sabak, every lesson, every level of the Naqshbandi order, he said that this is the first lesson. And when you're on the first lesson, you, it's like you're on the first heaven. And you're wandering around on that first level, the first heaven. That's how great the student becomes just with the first lesson. So you think for yourself now, that if we had not entered into the silsila as students, then where would we be now? How low we would be at the moment, low level, but Allah's karam, generosity and grace that He attached us to this silsila, this order. With the first lesson, the student attains this maqam, that he arrives to the first heaven, spiritually. So work hard on this inshallah, make effort and do dua, pray to Allah that Allah Ta'ala give us success on this path, because shaitan and nafs, Allah protect us from them. So perform muraqabah, first muraqabah, ismi dhat, on the heart, in the heart, with the tongue of the heart, Allah, 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 remember Allah.